Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Baroturobo sikabrande malakura bandaba liku sikete Let's pray. Father, we thank you for our gathering here for these few days. Father, we pray that the entrance of your word will give us light and understanding. I pray for every young person here. And I ask the Lord, let your power and let your spirit come amongst us, O God. Father, may we leave this camp changed. May we leave this camp blessed. May we leave this camp anointed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, put your hands together for the Lord. I like the way you are clapping already. Amen. And please take your seat. First of all, I want to thank all of you. All right, so those who are joining us, please sit down quickly. And then I want to thank all of you for making it to this powerful camp. All right. And I believe that God is going to touch your life. Say amen. The smaller one, you can sit more than four. I don't sit more than five. Okay. Don't sit more. There are spaces here. Okay. Don't be more than five on the seat. Tell you, come and sit here. Yes, come and sit. Don't be more than five on the seat. You understand what I'm trying to say? Don't be more than five. These people, they are more than five here. Don't be more than five on the chair. Or you can't count one, two, three. Don't be more than five. You can be five, but don't be more than five. Okay. George, I beg you, work on your banner. I've told you already that banner is not my job. It's your job. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And I believe that one of the things that have actually changed our lives when we were growing up as young people is what we are doing now. All right? Where we are gathered in one place. Sit up. Everybody sit up. Everybody sit up. Sit up. Sit up. You didn't come here for excursion, though. Even though the campus is nice and all that, you didn't come here to look at crocodiles. How many of you have seen the crocodiles already? You have not seen the crocodiles. Oh, but you passed that place to your room. Oh, okay. Okay, so we'll go and look at the crocodiles. All right. They have nice places here that we'll go and look at. But I was saying something, that one of the things that actually made us become solid Christians as we're growing up is what we have brought you here to do. And I believe that God is going to touch your life in these few days that we have. All right. So as we come for the session, madam, be attentive. Okay. As we have come for this camp, my prayer for you is that God will touch your life. Or I said God will touch your life for leaving everything at home and coming here to this mountain. I believe that God will not look at you to just go like that. Today is going to, or this camp is going to be one of the most important moments in your life, and mark it on the wall. God is going to come through to you. Say amen. George, put off the other microphone. If I know, why is it on? Bibia Chisemaka. Muhammad Wofihao. All right, so I have a few rules for this camp. The first rule is that you came here for a spiritual purpose. Clap your hands for Jesus. You came here for a spiritual purpose. The second thing also is that a lot of people wanted to come for this camp, but I didn't allow a lot of people to come. I actually booked this room because this is the only room on this campus with air condition. And I didn't want plenty of people to be here. You understand? So just few people. I needed 40 people to be in this room. Maybe next year, a lot of people can come, but this year, I don't want a lot of people here. So for you to come here, it means that you are carefully selected and you are chosen. Clap for Jesus again. For your pastor to bring you here. For your lady pastor, some of you, they have to pay for you, ask permission from your parents, and so many things for you to come here. It's really a mystery. When we finish this camp and you go, go and say thank you to the person who actually brought you here, okay? And I believe that we are going to have a good time. Now, the second thing is that we are going to be here for a long time. So if you know that somebody will distract you, you say, like what I'm seeing here, this guy is talking to this guy. If you know that this one will not help you to listen to the word of God, then you migrate to another place. Do you understand? Okay. Then the third thing is that always, everybody say always, let your tag, this thing we've given you, tag, it's called tag, okay? Let it be on your neck. There are a lot of people here doing different things. So if you don't put on the tag, we will not know who you are and why you are here. So if you put on this thing, we will know that you came here for a camp. And it is written on it, you are a camp delegate. Everybody say camp delegate. Beautiful. So we will be here, like I said, for a very long time. And for this long session, we are going to be listening to the word of God. Okay? And I will expect you to write, because you were supposed to come here with your Bible, pen, and notebook. You came here with what? Bible, pen, and a notebook. Again, Bible, pen, and a notebook. Now listen. If you are going to be a Christian, sit up. Everybody sit up. Sit on the chair. If you are going to be a Christian who want to do well and last, okay, because there are people who started as Christians who didn't last. When we say you don't last, they started as Christians small, then they became like Shatawale. If you want to be a Christian that will last, then you must have a Bible. Madam, give me your Bible. Let me show it to them. Very good. You must have what you call a Bible. Everybody say a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, it means that you have not even started your Christian journey. Am I speaking sense? If you don't, because a lot of people don't have Bibles. A lot of people who go to church, they call themselves Christian, Sunday, every Sunday,
they dress more than the church they are going. So I will advise you, if you don't have a Bible as a Christian, one of the things you have to tell your parents to get for you is a Bible. You need a Bible to help you. Because whatever you will learn in your life as a Christian, they all come from the Word of God. And there is nothing that is above the Word of God. Is that clear? So the way you have a school bag, and you have masset, she's asleep already. Wake her up. Wake up. Daddy, I'm now even starting to introduce why we are here. And our dads are. Oko. What brown? What's around my chin? I didn't see a common point. You wonder. Don't worry. All of us, when we came for camp for the first time, this is how it happened to us. Okay? But you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You survive. Amen. So I want all of you to be attentive and write, because at the end of the camp, I'll ask you what you have learned. Is that clear? Okay. Now, the theme for our camp is how you can become a strong Christian. Let's all read it again. One go. How? Some people didn't read it well. Say it again. How you can become a strong Christian. For the very last time, how you... So wait. If we get to you, you point your neighbor. You understand? So read it to your neighbor. One go. How you can become a strong Christian. Read it to your neighbor again. How you can become a strong Christian. I think it's a very good topic to treat. Yes. Because there are Christians who are not strong. Do you understand? And people are strong in things. And even as a young girl, some of you are strong in politics. Cecilia, no NDC, ni MPP, they are Kosovo. You know everything. Some of you are strong in football. You know all the players in Manchester United. Some of you are strong in Shatawale songs. You know all the songs Stoneboy has composed. You can sing it to us. Some of you are strong in mathematics. You like maths. How many of you like maths? Hey, maths is a nice subject too. How many of you are strong in science? You like science. Beautiful. Some of you are strong in dressing. It's like when you dress right now, we know that yes, you have come. So, in all the things you are strong in, okay, it should be your aim that you must be strong in the Lord. Do you understand? It's good to be strong in politics. It's good to be strong in fashion. It's good to be strong in football. It's strong. What else can you be strong in? Yes. What? You are strong in songs. When they start playing the beat, you know what song it is. Some of you are strong in movies. When they bring the title of the movie, you can tell what has happened in the movie. You have watched all the cartoons. Yes, you can be strong in what? In prayers. Oh, clap for him. He's a spiritual person. Strong in prayers. So our scripture here is Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. It says that finally. Now, when we say finally, it means that after you have done everything, finally, after you are strong in this, you are strong in that, you are strong in this, you are strong in that. Hey, don't spoil my tag. Every tag you spoil, you pay. Why did you open it? You are strong in opening tags. Everybody say, finally. Oh, when we say that, you say it to us. Say, finally. My brethren, be strong in the Lord. and in the power of his mind. If by the time we are leaving here on Wednesday and you don't know this scripture, you will not go. We'll leave you here. You will learn it before you sit in the bus. Say, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. Put your hands together for yourself. So I'm going to be preaching from this book. All right. This is a very powerful book written by my pastor, Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. Put your hands together for him. Yeah. It's called How You Can Become a Strong Christian. Now, why is it important to be a strong Christian? It is important to be a strong Christian because there are a lot of people who are weak. Stand up, come here. You come. Sit down. Push. Push.
Sit here. Okay, feel free. Nice one.
So, sit down there. You want to? Okay. So that they can monitor you for me. Hey! Don't worry, you'll be fine. You'll be fine, it's like that. It is important to be strong because there is no chance for weak people. Now, when you are not strong, they will always beat you. How many of you are last borns? You are a last born. If you are a last born, see that every time somebody is knocking you. By you, you cannot knock anyone. Because everybody is older than you. And everybody is stronger than you. You understand what I'm trying to say? And so, the same way, if you are a Christian, you understand? If you are a Christian, but you are not a strong Christian, it means that the devil will bully you. The devil will always torment you. And so, the reason I have brought you to this camp is to explain to you how you can become a strong Christian and avoid the devil from making fun of you and from using you. Put your hands together for the Lord. So now, your question is, Pastor, how do I become a strong Christian? That's the question now. How do I become a strong Christian? Or who is a strong Christian? If I know who a strong Christian is, then I will follow the person's footsteps. Because career day, everybody has something they want to become. You want to become what in future? What do you want to become in future? Career day, what do you wear? You want to become a soldier. Nice one. Footballer. A pastor. You, what do you want to be in future? Bank manager. Sike die basa 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 basa. Person be di amount for sika. Yes. A police. Ghana police is your friend. Police is your friend. Okay, now let me come to the ladies. Asantua, what do you want to be in future? A nurse. But the more pen nurse you. Oba be a person be a nurse. Yes. What's your name? Gloria, what do you want to be in future? Journalist. What do you want to be in future? Doctor. What's your name? Dr. Emanuela. Yes. A pilot. Oh, clap for her. Clap for her. Now, do you know any pilot? Do you know any pilot? So how are you going to get there? Do you know any nurse? If you don't know any nurse. Gloria, do you know any journalist? You know a journalist. Can you mention her name? What's her name? Anita is a journalist. You, Dr. Emanuela, Do you know any doctor? And so now, the thing is that if you don't know who has become what you want to become, it will be difficult to become that thing. Shall I say it again? Now, Gloria knows Anita. So it will be easier for her to become a journalist because she knows somebody called Anita who has become a journalist. By you that you want to become a pilot, I'm not saying that it is impossible. It is possible to be a pilot. But then, where will you go? Whose footsteps are you following to become a pilot? Hey. Are you still here? Are you still here with me? Yeah. So we are learning how the camp has started. Who is talking? If I catch you talking, you come and preach and I'll sit down. I'll give you the book and you preach. Amen. Finally, let's read the scripture again. Ephesians 6, then go. Again. Ephesians 6, then go. Ephesians 6, 10. So, we don't say Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. We say Ephesians 6, 10. Go. Ephesians 6, 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. Only the ladies, one go. Ephesians 6, 10. Go. That is 9 over 10. Brothers, boys, Ephesians 6, 10, go. Hey, remember 6.5. 1 year, dear crowd. Now, who is a strong Christian? Or what does it mean to become a strong Christian? Number one, a strong Christian, or to be a strong Christian, is to develop a deeper Christian life. A deeper Christian life. To be a strong Christian. Why are you not writing? Write. You can't write. Hey, also for write. You want to be a pastor. You need this one more than the pilot. Write. To be a strong Christian, number one, is to develop a deeper Christian life. Go back and sit here. I have time for all these things. Everybody say a deeper Christian life. Yeah. Now, how do you develop a deeper Christian life as young people? One of the ways to develop a deeper life, even there's a church called Deeper Life, a way to develop a deeper life is by having a constant communication with God. Shall I say it again? To develop a deeper Christian life. If your Christian life is going to be deep, have you seen a tree that has been uprooted before? Yes. The tree is uprooted because the roots are not deep. Any tree that the roots are deep, it will be difficult for that tree to be uprooted. And as young people, one of the ways to develop a very deep Christian life is, number one, by having your quiet time. You wake up in the morning. So when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you look for is jollof. You don't even read your Bible. That's why we have a song, we say, read your Bible, pray every day,
Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. If you want to grow, oh, if you want to grow, hallelujah, read your Bible, pray every day,
wait, so there are two things, you read your Bible, and then you pray. That's why I was telling you early on that if you don't have a Bible, if you don't, what are you going to read? If you don't have a Bible, it means that this, George, why is this thing this way? Please, you people should get it sorted. It's not my duty to make banner stand. Why? Why? If you don't have a Bible, what are you going to read? There are a lot of people who go to church. We don't have Bible, but they have phones. If I start to do inspection now, you see that everybody here has a phone. How many of you have a phone? Not here, but it's in the house. You have a phone or tablet. Phone or tablet. Or something that is a screen that you huh. How many of you have Bible? Show by hand. You have a Bible. You have a Bible. People are doing well. People are doing well. Our future is bright. If you have a Bible, our future is bright. Tell your neighbor, our future is bright. Your relationship with God must be deep. If you talk again, I'll sack you. Obrimpon. So don't beat him. Obrimpon, if you talk again, look at my face. If you talk again, you come and preach. I'll give you the book and I'll give you the microphone. You come and preach. Do you agree? All of you, do you agree? If he talks again, we invite him to come and preach. So you come and stand. Even the pulpit is taller than you. We will see you. So if you know you don't want to preach, then you better keep quiet. Bring Paul. Amen. Your Christian life must be a deep one. Your relationship with God must be a deep one. Listen. The people who have withstood the test of time, the people who have made it in life, the Christians whom the devil cannot bully, they are the people who have a deeper Christian life. And how do you get a deeper Christian life? By number one, praying every day. And number two, reading your Bible. Read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to grow, if you want to become that strong Christian, and I'm saying that, look, there is nothing beautiful about being a weak person. If you are a weak person, they will bully you. How many of you here can slap a soldier? You see a soldier or a policeman. You've seen policeman. You have gone to slap him. How many of you can do that? How many of you can knock a policeman? You can't. Come. You come. Don't I come? Come. I'm calling you. Just come. How many of you know that if this girl do something and you don't like, you can knock her. I don't know if you can knock her. She won't say anything. She can't do anything. You can knock her. But I don't know if you know that if you see that he's a police woman and she does something you don't like, even though you don't like what she has done, you cannot knock her. Yes. Because when we see policeman, everybody is afraid. But we can knock you because you are not strong. Anybody you can beat, It means the person is not strong. Anybody you can knock, it means the person is not strong. So number one, to be a strong Christian, do I need to sit down? To be a strong Christian, it means you have to develop a deeper Christian life. Psalm 42 verse 7. Psalm 42 verse 7. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water sprouts. All thy waves and all thy billows are gone over me. Deep calleth unto deep. May you be a deep Christian in Jesus' name. Oh, your amen is very... I said, may you be a deep Christian in Jesus' name. Yeah. Where you'll be able to explain the scriptures. Yes. The day pastor is not there, we should be able to call you to come and preach. Or you don't understand. The day you come and your Sunday school madam says that today we want somebody to preach, we should be able to depend on you to come and preach. Yes, I'm taking it far. Everybody sitting down here must learn to be a preacher. Everybody here can be a pastor. Everybody here should be able to lead opening prayer. Everybody here should be able to lead worship. Everybody here should be able to preach. Because, you see, your classmates who are Muslims, they are the people who have been shouting, Allahu Akbar, Akbar. That one is opening prayer before the imam and his people will come. Yes. But look at your age. You are in your church. When we need somebody to lead opening prayer, we cannot find you. When we need people to lead worship, but when you go to your school graduation, you are part of the school choir. But in the church, you don't want to do anything in the church. And you see that you hear your parents saying that, Enna, omu you sing kolano. When it is church there, but when it is your school graduation, the school graduation, you are able to dance choreography, dance, and your mother will come and sprinkle one CD on you. That one is not a problem. But when it is church, it's a problem. You can't do anything. Some of you, even to bring yourself to the church, is a problem. But from today, you are developing a deeper Christian life. Oh, your amen is very... I said you are developing a deeper Christian life. Yeah. By the time you leave this campaign, you will become a preacher. Yeah. You will be able to quote scriptures. We should look at you representing your school for a quiz. But when it comes to quiz in the church, you see that, Afedia, you can't. You cannot memorize. That's why I'm saying that if you don't know Ephesians 6:10, you will not live here. You will not leave this camp. I'll be here with you till next year. Next one, number two. To be a strong Christian is to be a steadfast Christian. Those of you who are not writing, I will inspect notes. Is to be what? A steadfast Christian. Who is a steadfast friend? A steadfast friend is a loyal friend. When we say that you have a it's a committed friend. It's a dependable friend. Some of you, nobody can depend on you. Can God depend on you? A dependable Christian. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast. Be ye what? Steadfast. Steadfast means that you are focused. You understand? You are focused. Everybody say, I am focused. I am making it to heaven. Yeah. That should be your aim. Any Christian who is a serious one and a strong one. Our aim is heaven. Tell your neighbor, our aim is heaven. Tell your neighbor, our aim is heaven. Yeah. Hey, there's nothing good in hell. Hell is full of fire and it's full of torment. Full of torment. To be a steadfast Christian in your church, may you become a steadfast church member. Yeah. You see how they have brought you here? Do you know what it means to bring you here? It takes a lot of money to bring you here. And then, now you are in the church. After secondary school, you tell us that you want to leave the church. You want to tell us you want to leave the church. Pastor Peter, you are welcome. You want to tell us you want to leave the church. Yeah. The church where you are, you must be in that church. Listen to me. You must be in that church. You must grow in that church. You must marry in that church. You must give birth in that church. And possibly, you must die in that church. Sometimes you see people moving about. Today has gone to Pentecost. Tomorrow has moved to Methodist. The next day has moved to Apostolic. This day, look, if you do that, then you are called a church prostitute. Every day you are moving around from one church to another. And you see, those of you sitting down here, young people, Sunday school, sometimes it's toughy. Tough in tea. If we are sorry, we are. Now I call her. Area, obia nimu. But in this camp, you are going to be a steadfast church member. Oh, your amen is, you don't like what I'm preaching. But me, I like what I'm preaching. I say you are going to be a steadfast church member. Yeah. After Reverend Yamua has taken care of you, has paid your school fees, has then after there, we drew 18 years, sir. We see, boy be from AEC, Opel, and to Uko. Uko. A foolish girl, Uko. Sisia, why a nipa, ube boa, sorry, no, no. You see, you are leaving the church because na no, oba, sorry, na ubi, share ushu, and to buefu. Sana nipa buefu. Yeah. May you remain as a steadfast Christian. I said, a steadfast Christian. I said, may you be a steadfast Christian. Pastor, may you be a steadfast pastor. Go and tear traffic light international church. Yeah. Everybody say, I will be steadfast. Oh, you are not saying, say, I will be steadfast. I'm going to give you a break. Oh. I'm going to give you a break. You go and eat, bath, and come back. Come up and ask yourself, and you think when you finish, then go and sleep. Share. A camp meeting. Camp to be free on our bread. Yeah. Number three. To be a strong Christian is to become an unmovable person. Unmovable. When we say you are unmovable, it means that you are not affected by anything. You are not affected. Listen, one of the places you can be offended is church. Church. One day, when I say one day, one day, we used to have a certain man in our church. Now, Sir Papano, he was the one who leads praise and worship. That I'm not, Mr. Wakra, very young. Then I overheard him say something. Do you know what he said? Do you want to know what he said? He said that he has put his heart in the polythene bag. Shall I say it again? Say he has put his heart in the polythene bag and he has chichiri it. And that nothing, everybody say nothing He said, nothing can make him offended. Shall I tell you what he said again? Or see, he has put his heart. You see, if you are going to be offended, then your heart will be affected. But or see, or the Nakuma edia share politin bag mo and I watch it. And that there is nothing somebody will do in the church, and he will get angry. After he said that in 3 weeks, everybody say 3 weeks, he left the church. He left the church. But when I went to find out why he left the church, it's not that somebody has insulted him. Somebody said something to somebody and he didn't like it. Do you understand? Or no, now, or the Nakuma share polythene bag. It's not like somebody has insulted him. But this girl has said something to this girl and he doesn't like it, so he has left. So as you are in the church, there are things that can make you offended. And some of you too, when you become prosperous, some of you, iPhone is enough to make you stop church. iPhone. All of us, we don't have anything. All of us, we don't have anything. Hey, who are wheelbarrow? Do you have wheelbarrow? Do you have wheelbarrow? We don't even know. Who need be? Who was sick? Who was sick? Who do we seek out to seek kinder? Who was sick? Who did she? And you better, sorry. But some of you, the day you even have bicycle. Sunday anopa, who say you are riding the bicycle around? Who say, yenfa, sorry, time free when you so called. That's how you talk. But may you be an unmovable Christian. Yeah. The day you become prosperous, may you still come to church. Yeah. Some of you, it's when you grow up, then you marry. Hey, I worry for they don't go to church. And say, I know Kasa say, But I pray for you that you will be an unmovable Christian. And you don't like what I'm preaching. I said, may nothing move you. Yeah, may nothing move you. If you travel to America and you come back, may you still join the church. Yeah, join the church. So if you go to America 2 weeks and you come back, you say, hey, I don't like Tabodain. I don't like Tabodain. Hey, you won't pay Tabodain. You want Tabodain? Sorry, now what's na musa? Kwa brochi by 2 weeks. You see, you don't like Tabodain. Madame Fobi, he went to America 2 weeks. Oba ya, onwo mininu na ebrebre wogana haya. Okobaya, I don't eat gari. I don't eat gari. I mean, I don't eat gari. Or see, doesn't eat gari. I don't eat gari. Onoko 2 weeks by now, I don't eat gari. You don't eat gari. There's a gari no crown on to me, boy, and a gari in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, I walk come and on here by Anna. I don't eat gari. Let me so funny question as in Freeman Soko. Say, I don't eat gari. Everybody say, I don't eat gari. America, yeah, what called 2 weeks here, but you don't eat gari. 2 days, ye. Meanwhile, time I cry, what I mean, no. Gari sock is here. Go by or see, I don't eat gari. Mr. Bra. I say, what better than Ghana 2 weeks now? They're not different in this one. He said, Sandy, gari, no. Say, what jai? Friend of gari. Or pedi, I too, no. Say, I don't eat gari. May nothing move you in Jesus' name. I said, may nothing move you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Be an own. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And Chifogbe, why? Make sure this thing works, Ubra. Leave the camera. You are not a cameraman. It's not your work. Make sure the banner is straight. I can't preach. I'm feeling uncomfortable. I'm feeling very, very uncomfortable. Yeah, bye. I told you, Obia when a Juma. Therefore, my beloved brethren, okay. Asantua, Ifia, Ifia, Adom, okay. Bonu musio, Odia can we return. Hey, no, madam, I'm madam, so. I don't know if you want to go out for break. You want to go for break. Okay, don't worry. We'll go for break and come back. You go when you go for break, you go and eat and bath, and then you come back. Number four. To be a strong Christian is to become spiritual. Everybody say spiritual. Say spiritual. Yeah. I want everybody to be a spiritual Christian. Yeah. May every one of you here become spiritual. Yeah. Listen, listen. There is no benefit of becoming a carnal. The opposite of spiritual is carnal. Your mind is a carnal mind. You are not spiritual. You don't think spiritually. As a church girl, you must learn to think spiritually. You must be a spiritual person. What I'm preaching, it's not for your mothers. It's for you. Because you see, your parents, they have nothing to lose. If your mother will be a spiritual Christian, she has become that already. There's nothing we preach for your parents to understand. Your parents, Sunday when they come to church, some of them, they are coming to show their new dress. They are not serious. You people are the real church members. You are the real church members. Are you still here? To be a strong Christian is to become spiritual. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 1. He said, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1. I could not speak to you. I could not speak to you like spiritual people. Now, when you become spiritual, everything about you changes. Yeah. The way you think, it changes. The way you talk, it changes. Because you are a spiritual person. Number five. To be a strong Christian is to be holy. Everybody say holy. Say, I will be holy. Yeah. Unholiness starts with young people. Some of you, at a very young age, you started watching bad movies. Bad movies. I like the way the room is quiet. You wait when your parents are asleep. That's where you watch those bad movies. Some of you are on WhatsApp and your friends have been sending videos of bad videos and you've been watching. Watching. Your boyfriend is your math teacher. Math teacher. Math teacher. Your boyfriend. When are you going to be holy? When are you going to be holy? Some of you, the things you know, your parents don't know you know. I like how the room is quiet. When it's quiet like this, I can preach better. Mm-mm. You know things. The things you know. The things you know. And the things you can do. Nobody else can does. Yeah. The things you know, the things you watch, the things you can say. Hey, small girl, one day,
You don't like my story. One day, a certain girl, how old was she? She should be like 10, 11 years. And then, let me tell you the story. She went to tell her mother, listen, she went to tell her mother that the father wants to sleep with her. Oh, everybody say, oh. They asked her, she said, oh, it's true. They asked her again, they say, it's true. So the mother said, me, I don't want to marry a man who would like to sleep with our daughter. So the man, the woman said, she will not marry again. He called the family members to come and sit down so that we talk the matter. They sat down. They asked the girl, what you are saying? Are you sure? He said, fin. Ever say, fin. Yo. They did everything. Then the man, the father, not his stepfather, the real father, he said, are you sure of what you are saying? The guy said, eh. That's why I came to tell him that you want to sleep with me, eh? Ah, I will say fast forward. Then our Rianu, it has go. And then the woman went to marry. And then the man also went somewhere. Now, the woman that the mother, you see the mother, the girl, she went with the mother. So the mother went to marry another man. They were there small. Now the girl came again that this new man too want to sleep with her. Everybody say, hey. Now they started looking into the matter. They call her. Now this new man, he doesn't collect nonsense. So before the girl could say that, he slap her pine. Said, did I? So then they asked her that the first one, your real father, did he want to sleep with you? She said, mm-mm. The things you can say, the lies, some of you can tell lies. Things you haven't seen, you say you have seen it. You have told lies, you can steal. How then do you become a holy person? If you are a thief, stop it. Then be out because school be a, who they are different from ever fear. People school bag, people spoon, people masset, pen, pencil, eraser. You steal and bring it. Back of your headmaster phone. Headmaster, transit. I don't transit. Why? Ain't your baby party? I did what they do. You do me see no. I what they do. Every day you are bringing something new to the house. And you see, and sometimes, if you don't have a good mother, hey, who koi, fa bibi bra, why? Because your mother will encourage you, so who koi, bring something new. One day I was there, then I overheard my wife calling my son's class teacher. Oh, see, my son came with a yellow spoon, but he has come home with a blue spoon. It's not our spoon. Me say a spoon. Or say David. Or must share yellow spoon. No bra. No beji omo. A blue spoon. Why it to your mother? Pesi. Oh koi. And then for red spoon, back and why? As an toa the beko school. They are encouraging you to steal. Encouraging you. May you grow up and become children who are holy. I said, may you be holy. Yeah, a holy Christian. When we see you, when you are holy, you can see visions. Yeah. Have you seen any armed robber see visions before? Holy. To be a strong Christian is to become holy. I'm preaching. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see God. If you are not holy, you cannot see God. I've not started the camp. Camp never started in Nyumbre. When me chirao said, yeah, no, and only a strong Christian. Yeah. You want to see God?
You see, it should be your aim that when you die, you make it to heaven. Don't live a life like this. You are coming to camp, you go to church, then you die and go to hell. Hey, the way Satan will beat you, the way Satan will beat you in hell, Holy, holy, you'll be a holy girl. When you are holy, foolish boy will never come around you. Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. When you are holy, you will marry properly. So I'm not for you say ye ya nyinyi ni mobia and sana. Afi ye babe ye wedding ka enyefe. Enyefe. Your wedding ebe ye krabeshe. Pini, 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 pini. Nama for dimreka say. But the people who get pregnant, you see that the wedding, no? Hey, why worry that, babe? That's for man, too. Oh, nobody even knows the worry. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Number 6. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness. Everybody say, and holiness. Say, and holiness. Why will I bring you to a camp like this and be with you here? Because I want you to be a holy boy. And you see, when you grow up, boys, don't be doing super bets. Super bets. You don't know what is super bet. You know, or you know. Then no, you don't say no, you don't know. You are dadabi, that's why you don't know. But everybody, your name super bet. Number 1, to be a strong Christian is to become mature. A mature Christian. Anybody who is strong is mature. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14. Mature. I'm closing. I'll be closing very soon so that you go and eat and bath and refresh yourself and come. Then we start. To be a strong Christian is to become mature. Ephesians 4:14 says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Be a mature person. You can be young, but you can still be mature. Sit well, madam, sit well. You are not used to camp matter. You see, you are used to church service that they close you in 30 minutes. We don't close you in 30 minutes. We'll be in the session now for 4 hours. You know how long I've been preaching for? I've been preaching for more than 1 hour now. But you are still sitting down. Don't worry. It's one of the things you have to learn. Be a mature Christian. What's your name? Collins. Alex. Alexander the Coppersmith. Give me much evil. Alex, may you be a mature Christian. Yeah. Assemble. Now you see Jai, you will stop. You understand? Yes. A mature person. We don't talk to you for a long time. I say, Messi. Hey, me, Jim. Hey, shy. Where the end? And then me, Jim, da. Ah! Me, boy, foot. Just say, when they hold you, you are not holding. Utna, siya, intana. Just say, your thinking is low. Yeah. Something has happened. Oh, fache, me. That attitude, you are not mature. You are still a child. You should learn it. One day, there will be an issue between you and your father. Allow it. Let it go. Me, adi akwa anu diye miye, makuma she, makuma sheshe me. May yenubi. And yes, I dear me who told me.
You are a child. I will say you are a child. You are a baby Christian. Yeah. So, wait. Let go. Eh? Be happy. Feel free. Yeah. That shows that you are mature. There are a lot of people in our churches who cannot even forgive. You see, I am teaching you this thing early before you grow up and meet it. There are people in church who say, they are sitting and one pastor is preaching, but the two of them are not talking. They are fighting. And women, too, when they are fighting, it's Bluetooth. But wait to me, share with any man away and say, why yame? Ma. Bluetooth, unkwa. It's about the year, Mako, na yes, you, yeah, baby, be pair. On say, because we walk a meeting, umba. That thing is a sign of childishness. You are a child. We are color. I want you guys to grow up and kill that cancer in our churches. Amen. And let's say, Ochina say, hey, yen, say, I'm sorry, Kakrao. Why basa? One of the places there is quarrel, a choir for. Kokon sabia wo choir mo. Choir for. Oh, mommy, me preach you home. Choir for. You see, I am teaching you this so that when you grow, you see, when you are a strong Christian, and I will be, you'll be a semaba. Hey, what you say? You see, Abigail, I say, as I'm way, oh, can't them. If I'm a home, do you understand? Learn it. Learn how to, not how to chop people kokonsa in the church. Obi ashe ni shoe new one. Where so el sema yebeka. Hey, sa ma menu. Sa na yesi ni kununu oye juma wo airport. Yesi na nu miya no mu pamu mami because oye NDC 4A. Hey, to sometimes ask the poda, where do you get the information from? And now there are people in our churches like this. Your parents they know everything. Onko baby asu about nimbibia or nimbo biasem. Those people, when you look at their life, basa life, omo mudi ko konsa biashwa omo brabo, omo nika, it's just all four trotro so that you will hear the ko konsa to come and say, obi awo private car biya undi ko konsa sa, te ko konsa no obi nebe kan chireo, na se mi wami private car mame e danti. Trotro, mami unim di akoso ohun, yesi sister abena, uni sister abena, de ani kunu ye juma wo police e yinu, onwa, Onua, then you bring out the issue. But I see you becoming a mature Christian. Yeah. Oh, I said, I see you becoming a mature Christian. Yeah. Oh. Gossip fighting. Oh, you guys, you are blessed, though. You guys are blessed. But to be a strong Christian is to be zealously affected in the good thing. Or to be strong in the Lord is to be full of zeal. Everybody say zeal. To be a strong Christian, somebody who is full of zeal. Energy. Yeah. You help. You do something for the Lord. You have energy for the Lord. Yeah, can't be that is God. No. Obey. You see, the people who do bad things, they do it with zeal. Publicly. The person is not shy. But some of you, when you come here, we are praying, you are shy. See that? You see, because of a certain life people live, when they are coming to church, they even put their Bible in daily graphic and wrap it before they come. Yeah. Sa brabona, brabo basabasana, and yefeno. Uba, so that you say, who the Bible, and she polythene bag. Because, you are shy. But if you have zeal, Obano, Okita, Holy Bible, Obian himself, we okwa, sorry. May you develop a zeal for Jesus. I said, may your zeal for Jesus be more. Galatians 4:18. He said, it is a good thing
to be zealously affected always. To be zealously affected. Have zeal. Anything you do for God, do it with energy. Sit up, sit up, sit up. Anything you do for God, when you come and you are singing, sing with energy. Some of you, you sing as if you are shy. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. This is not zeal. This guy is not zeal. The people who sing Shatawale song, they sing it with zeal. Those who sing Stoneboy songs, they sing them with zeal. Abba Soria, yeah, worship. May your zeal come alive. Yeah. Zeal for the Lord. Number 8. I'm ending at number 9. Number 8. To be a strong Christian is to become a fruitful person. Fruitful. You bear fruit. Say, I will bear fruit. Say, I will bear fruit. Yeah. John chapter 15, verse 16. He said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordain you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. You didn't choose God. God chose you to go and bear fruit, that your fruit will remain. Clap for Jesus. Yeah. Say, I will bear fruit. I will bear fruit in my church. Say, I will be part of the choir in my church. You see, one of the things that amazes me is how you are able to put yourself in your school. Your school choreography, you join. Meanwhile, you can't choreography in church. Your school choir, you are in the school choir. But a bar, sorry. Hey, where is Serena? Hey, I'm the pastors for Mudi Musikai. Oh, Usikai is saying. That be Usande offering, eh, saying. One CD. And one CD didn't me. I'm coming to pastor you because of one CD. Everybody do. Hi. Yeah. Bring forth fruit. Listen. At a certain stage of your life, we expect, I'm closing, at a certain stage of your life, we expect that you will bear fruit. Should I say it again? At a certain stage of your life, our expectation on your life is that you will bear fruit. When you plant a tree, you are expecting a fruit. The expectation we have for every tree is that it must bear fruit. The investment we are making in your life, this thing we are doing is investment. I am investing in your lives. Your teacher who paid for you and brought you here has invested in your life. So the expectation is that you will give us fruit. That's the expectation. That you will not turn out to become a bad girl. That you will not turn out to become a bad boy. We are expecting fruits from you. Clap for Jesus. And then number nine, to be a strong Christian is to be ready to meet your God. Everybody say, ready to meet my God. Listen, when all is said and done, when all is said and done, listen to me, when all is said and done, one day, you'll be laid in state. You understand you'll be laid in state? One day you will die. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27, he said, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. Now, a strong Christian is somebody who is not afraid to meet his God. That is why there are some people, when they die, we are not worried. You understand? When we attend their funeral, we are not worried. We know that way the person served God with his life or her life, and we know that he or she is in a better place. But there are some people, when they die, we are worried. When we go for the funeral, we keep asking ourselves, Okohi, where is the person now? May you become a strong Christian who is not afraid. You see, there are some people, when they die, we are not happy the person has died, but we are happy because we know where the person is going. Yeah. May we also know where you are going. May we never be in doubt where you are going. I pray for you. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Now, everybody stand to your feet and lift up your hand. Manturaba. Begin to pray for yourself. Everybody lift up your hand. Karibo sikabaya. Mando sikete lebro siande. Rakato bazande kerebo siya. Paliko zande leko zatabra kabandaba. Male kosi kelebro zatabro. Lift up your hand and close your eyes. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand up and lift up your hands and begin to pray. Karaba zondelebe. Masato raba kazandaba. Liande kezete lebro sate kazatabaya. Mako raba zatelebe. Help us to become strong Christians, Lord. Help us to become strong Christians in the name of Jesus. Mara kozikete. Close your eyes and lift up your hands and pray for yourself. Pray for that you'll be a holy Christian. That you'll be an unmovable Christian. That you'll be a fruitful Christian. That you'll be a Christian that is ready to meet his maker. In the name of Jesus, Rakatoria, Maliko Zikete, Lando Zanterebe Sia, Rakato Satabra Kapaya, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. We commit ourselves into your care. Father, we thank you for teaching us what it means to love you, what it means to become strong Christian. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody say amen. Clap for Jesus. Oh, I said clap for Jesus. Yeah. And take your seat. Okay. So in this session, I've explained to you the theme for our camp meeting. All right. We are taking a short break. Okay. A short break means that it's now 5:30, right? 5:30, 5:40. You are going back to the dormitory to bath. Some of you, since you came, you have not bathed. You bath, okay? And then you get something and eat. And then we'll come back here at 7 o'clock, right? Is it a good idea? Tomorrow morning when we wake up, we'll go to the prayer garden. There's a garden here called 100% answered prayer garden. Now, in that garden, when you stand there and you pray, your prayer is answered. It's at the gate here. You will go there tomorrow morning to go and pray. Okay. But I want you to go and eat. All right. Bath. And then, those of you who want to change your shirt or something, put perfume in your motium and things. You know, you do that and then you come back. I say we are coming back at what time? 7 o'clock. All right. Now, if tomorrow ends, the camp is finished. Because we are leaving here on Wednesday morning. So we just have the whole of tomorrow and the camp is over. Is that clear? And we have not done anything. I just explained the theme of the camp to you. All right. So we are closing. So you know where your domain. Now, those of you who just joined us, I was saying that always make sure that your tag is on your neck, all right? And then your bottle you are holding, please hold it well, okay? Put your water inside. You come here, your bottle is with you. And don't pour water inside the hall here. The next thing is that don't also spoil anything in the dormitory. Okay? Anything you spoil, you have to pay for it. Okay? So if you are in doubt of something, ask your aunties or your grandma and mommy who brought you, and then they'll sort you out. Is that clear? Don't be turning the thing there. You see how nice the place is. So let's keep the place so that next year when we come, they'll still give us the place. Otherwise, if we make here basa, next time when we come, they'll tell us that some poor are here already, we shouldn't come. All right? And don't spoil the tag that is, any tag you spoil is 50 Ghana. Yes. So please, if you spoil, it means I have to pay 50 Ghana for every tag. So I beg you, make sure it's not lost. Okay? And it doesn't also get spot. So we are coming back at 7 o'clock. All right. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for our gathering in Jesus' name. Amen. So we can go now to the dormitory. Eat, put yourself together. And at 7 o'clock, we are coming back. Thank you.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.